Tenacious Living Radio.
Stress Less Radio, originally airing on the Amazing Women of Power Radio Network, inspires listeners with strategies from JJ and other stress management experts that helps listeners reinvent their lives from the inside out.
Hi, welcome to Stress Less Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. I'm your host, JJ Frederick. Hello, hello, hello. It's JJ. I'm so thankful that you're listening today. I so appreciate my listeners, and I'm happy to be with you. I've got an exciting series coming up for you, but I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I have been so busy the last few weeks since I got back from LA, and I just feel like I'm living more on purpose, and my efforts are being rewarded, and just amazing synchronistic things are happening. Just, I feel like I am in the flow and I have the energy for everything coming my way, and it's just been fabulous. And I want that for you. So I just wanted to give you a quick reminder before we get into today's topic that I have 5 more life purpose blueprints available. Now, this is more than 30% off the regular price I'm offering as an introductory offer for the first 10 people who order up a life purpose blueprint. But like I said, I only have 5 left. So check out my website, stresslessradio.com. You can click on the products and that'll take you right there, or on my standard website, jjthelifecoach.com. So that's all about that for right now, because I have a show today that's packed, and I wanted to introduce it by talking about the series. Now, you know, as I went into and came out of my new coach training, my hand analysis training, I talked a lot about purpose, because that's really what most people want from this type of thing, is they want to get their life purpose, right? And that's an amazing experience. But there are other elements of this whole hand analysis report that I do for people, one of them being the life theme. And so I wanted to touch base on that. There are 4 different life themes, and I'm going to be talking about them, in the next several weeks. I'd like to say the next month, but I've got a couple guests coming up, and I'm not sure exactly where they'll slot into this whole thing. But I do want to make sure you know there are 4 life themes, and I am going to be talking about them in the next several weeks. And these are awesome because, yes, of course, they can be identified with hand analysis, but you probably can recognize where you might be. So I'm going to give you some of the red flags for them, I'm going to explain what they are, give you some of the red flags, and of course, give you some life coaching tips to help you brainstorm and actually live more on purpose. Whether you know your life purpose or not, you will automatically be living more on purpose if you figure out your life theme and how to switch it. So I love this. I'm calling this the life purpose breakthrough. That's right. The life purpose breakthrough. 4 power shifts that amp up your life. So let's get started with the first one. Let me first explain about these life themes. Now, everyone has a major theme to his or her life. And the theme is a common thread that binds all of our moments together, both the good and the bad. And as I mentioned, there are 4 life themes, and we have all experienced at least a glimpse of each and every one. They are part of our human experience. So you're going to identify a little bit with every one, but we each have a primary theme that we can call our own. And when we know and we understand our specific life theme, it becomes a choice point. We get to decide whether we're going to power up, that's the power shift part, power up and move into our life purpose, or power down, stay stuck, and encounter the same stumbling blocks over and over and over again. So it's a power up or a power suck. Now, there are 4 basic themes, as I've said, and here they are. There's peace and panic, number 1. Number 2, wisdom and confusion. Number 3, love and judgment. Number 4, service and sacrifice. So you can see that they're kind of opposites. And so powering up, doing that power shift to power up, is choosing the one that's traditionally more positive, quote unquote, but the one that is going to lead you to your purpose. And the other side of that same coin, the same theme coin, are the ones that are going to get you stuck. You're going to sort of spin your wheels a little more. So today we're going to cover that first life theme, peace and panic. And you're going to want to pay attention to see if this is your life theme so you can take back your power and start living your purpose. All right. Now, if you don't know what your life purpose is, that's okay. Use peace right now as your life purpose. Make that your life purpose right now. Play with it and see how it feels for you. So I leave you with that starting point. So let's get into it. The theme of peace and panic. And how do you identify this theme? Well, I'm going to go through some of the red flags. So these are some of the negatives you might be experiencing overall if peace and panic is your life theme. Again, that theme that weaves through every moment of our life, the good and the bad. So if you are a workaholic, a busy bee, you might have peace and panic as your theme. So a workaholic, you overwhelm yourself with being busy, right? You're constantly busy, whether it's on the job or at home. And things need to get done, and you are the one to do it. You don't give yourself enough downtime until eventually you usually crash, you get fed up, or you get burnt out, right? You come to the end of your rope. So you might have this theme. I feel like that redneck guy, you might be a redneck. You might have the peace and panic theme if you're a busy bee workaholic. Another red flag is actually called the red alert. This is if you are constantly feeling like you're in red alert. You fear for your life, your property, your health, because there are bad guys, quote unquote, lurking everywhere. So you worry about your safety, your health. You might worry about identity theft, robbery, all these type getting your house getting broken into, all these types of things that are legitimate safety issues, but you tend to be very anxious about them and worry about them. You're on red alert all the time. You might also be someone who gets caught up in conspiracy theories, because usually then there's, you know, a big bad guy who's really trying to control everyone's life or do dastardly things that are hidden and we don't know about. So those are some clues if you're a red alert type person with this theme. Another red flag is that you're in crisis mode. You find that life is one problem after another, and you are the one, and you feel like you might be the only one who's trying to put out all the fires. You don't ever feel like you can get your footing. Life feels so hard, but you are a survivor, so you just keep battling on, right? You're just in crisis mode, and you just keep battling on. Now, the next red flag is similar to that last one. It's overwhelm. You have so many things going on that you can't keep track of it all. Your schedule is full and your responsibilities are endless. Now, this is different than the workaholic. The workaholic is probably staying on top of things better. This is where you're so overwhelmed you just can't seem to stay on top of things. So you're constantly scrambling to keep up with things, but there's always something that seems to slip away from you. That bill that gets paid later, that appointment that you miss. Then suddenly it seems like everything starts crashing down around you. You're overcommitted and overburdened. Okay, that's the overwhelm part of the panic and peace theme, the peace and panic theme. Now, again, you might not have all of these symptoms or all of these red flags, but if you notice this, again, as a theme that's running through your life, that you have some of these, this is probably your life theme, and I'm going to give you some remedies here later in the show, so stay tuned. Another clue that you might have this life theme is that you're a fixer-upper. Your life is fine. It's pretty peaceful, but you surround yourself with other people who are in a perpetual crisis mode. They need you to help them fix their problems, and the truth is you need them because it keeps you in panic mode. Your life doesn't have enough stress, so you find other people who are stressed out, and you act as their savior, really. You're trying to help them all the time. This is very different than doing service. This is the need to stay in this crisis panic mode, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. So another red flag that this might be your life theme is if you're an adrenaline junkie. Now, there are good sides and bad sides to this, which again, we will talk about in a little while. But an adrenaline junkie loves to push it to the extreme in relationships, travel, sports, exercise, you name it. These people, an adrenaline junkie, they feel alive when the adrenaline is pumping. So it's great if you're a surfer or a rock climber, but not so great if you're creating drama in your relationships or missing deadlines, right? Because there are two sides to that coin. So really, what I wanted to say by sort of ending this section with the adrenaline junkie is that really all of the behaviors I've just described, workaholic, red alert, crisis mode, overwhelm, fixer-upper, and adrenaline junkie, of course, they're all adrenaline junkies. These behaviors are all about adrenaline. People with the peace and panic theme generally don't feel alive unless they have those stress hormones pumping through their veins. And, you know, excitement is good. That's the good side of things. But if you're moving into that stressful, that panic mode, then you've gone too far. You've gone way too far. Now, I do want to note also that there are exceptions. There are a couple of red flags for this life theme that would appear to be the opposite of these sort of adrenaline junkie themes, right? These are all about overwhelm, busyness, you know, excitement, drama. But what happens is that some people with the peace and panic theme realize that they can't handle the adrenaline. They kind of get burnt out, like I was talking about earlier. So what they do is when they can't handle the adrenaline, the crisis, the overwhelm, that panic, they try to manage it by numbing out or hiding out. So listen very carefully because you might be one of these who are sort of on the opposite end of the extreme. So someone who is numbing out or checked out, you escape your anxiety or that panic feeling with too much TV, too much gaming, or too much internet, Facebook. It's just too much. Not that these things aren't good in moderation, but you spend too much time doing it. And your reason is to tune out, to check out. Or you might use actual addictions to disconnect, like overeating, alcohol, drugs, porn, gambling, any of those. Well, gambling's kind of an adrenaline junkie addiction. But anyway, any of those addictions that you might use, again, to disconnect from those feelings in your body, that adrenaline rush that your body is probably naturally wired for. Okay. So checking out. And then there's hiding out. This is where you hide from new experiences because they throw you in a panic. So it's not about diverting your attention. It's about barricading yourself. You're hiding out from those new experiences. You avoid change at all costs. You're very slow to act on new ideas or will continue to do things how you've always done them because that's, quote, good enough, unquote, even though it really might be to your detriment. So checking out and hiding out are other symptoms that you might be in the peace and panic theme, life theme. So do you recognize yourself in any of these behaviors? And again, we're talking about a theme. We all have experience with some of these, but we're talking about, is this a theme or a thread that runs through your life? Is it something that crops up again and again and again? Now, so far, I've talked mostly about the downsides of the peace and panic theme. And, you know, these themes all have good sides to them, right? We've talked about the panic side. We want to talk about the peace side next. And there are wonderful advantages to this theme. We're going to talk about them in just a minute. But first, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be back and we'll explore the amazing, wonderful part of this peace and panic theme and how you can use it to work toward your life purpose right after this on Stress Less Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more.
This is your life. This is your life with stress. Which sounds good to you? Stress saps your energy, steals your fun, and sabotages relationships. Bit by bit, it takes over your life. Don't spend another day frazzled, overwhelmed, confused, or feeling disrespected. Diffuse your stress and take back your life with the Stress Equation, brought to you exclusively by JJ the Life Coach. JJ's Stress Equation ebook contains 3 simple and effective steps, helping you to stress less and live more. In less than an hour of read time, you'll get the key components to control your stress and have the life you are meant to have. Stop stress now. Relieve your stress and reclaim your life with the Stress Equation book. Available online at jjthelifecoach.com, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble.
I'm JJ Fredrickson, host of Stress Less Radio. And that's where you are now. You're with me on Stress Less Radio. Today, we are talking about the first of 4 different life themes. We're talking about the peace and panic theme. Now, just for a quick review, for those of you who are just joining us, everyone has a life theme. There are 4 different life themes. Everyone has it. It's this thread that runs through your life, through both the good times and the bad times. Now, before the break, we talked about how this peace and panic theme, how the panic can look in your life and how it can keep you focused on things other than your life purpose. And so some of the symptoms that this might be your life theme, that you might slip into panic mode more than it's good for you, to your detriment, is if you are a busy bee workaholic, if you're constantly on red alert, if you're in crisis mode, if you're overwhelmed, if you're a fixer-upper, one of those people who likes to fix other people, right? Other people who have drama in their lives. If you're an adrenaline junkie, I have a hard time saying that one, or if to escape that panic mode, you tend to be someone who checks out with addictions, or maybe just too much Facebook, too much TV, too much something. Or if you're someone who hides out, you really avoid change, you avoid places, people, you avoid any situation that might put you into more of an adrenalized panic mode. So those are some clues that peace and panic might be your theme. But now we're going to flip it around. We're going to talk about what to do if this is your life theme. If you start recognizing that you're in panic mode, what do you do with that? Well, like I said, people with peace and panic, there's the downside, but there's also an amazing, great, wonderful benefit to having this life theme. These people tend to be really hard workers, very focused, adventurers, explorers, a lot of fun to be around. Great things come from this life theme as long as you can flip it. Magic happens when you know your life theme and you do that power shift. So instead of becoming disempowered by your life theme, you channel it toward your life purpose, right? And that is a power shift. When your theme stops being a power suck and starts becoming a power up, right? So instead of using it to suck your power because you're in overwhelm mode, you can shift it up into a way that serves your life purpose. So let's talk about that a little bit. And I'm going to go through these categories again. Now, there's some crossover. These are just brainstorming ideas. Clearly come up with your own ideas. This is not my life theme. I have many people in my life who I believe this is their life theme. I'm not sure because I haven't actually read their fingerprints, but I do know that this is their theme based on their behavior, or I would bet money on it. I would bet the bank on it. So I have a lot of experience, but it's not my own. So really, it's about you figuring out what works for you. So let's get started. Let's dig in to how you can do a power shift and empower yourself instead of being disempowered. So the first thing I talked about was the busy bee workaholic. So we're going to take you. We want you to go from that workaholic to working with purpose. All right? Because these, you know, a workaholic is a hard worker and can be extremely focused. So instead of focusing on the busy work that's taking you away from your life purpose, start focusing on your life purpose. But do it with balance. Do it with balance. So here we go. You're going to want to take small steps, right? You can't just, most people, some people can, especially if you're like in the Biggest Loser house or something and you're sort of, or you join the military, right? You can be sort of, you know, do a 180 and have major change really quickly. For most of us, small steps are better. So start checking in with yourself. Start checking in with the activities you're doing and just analyze what is working toward your purpose and what isn't. So for instance, if you're working at night until 11 p.m., again, at work or at home, if you're working till 11 p.m., but it's leaving you feeling drained the next morning, it's not allowing you to work toward your purpose. Whatever your purpose might be, it's not allowing you to work toward your purpose. What it's doing is draining you. It's sucking your power. It's a power suck. Now, on the other hand, there are a lot of amazingly creative people that might be their best time. They might actually want to schedule it to where they sleep, if they can schedule it, they're sleeping till 11 a.m. so that they can be up during their most creative time. That is working toward your purpose. You're powering up. You're working with it. And again, if you don't know your life purpose, you can always find out through hand analysis. And you can just decide to use peace. If peace and panic seems to be your theme, just work with peace. Make that your life purpose for right now. And work with it and see where it takes you, because it'll probably take you a long way. Even if it's not your complete life purpose, it will probably get you far. So anyway, that's how you take workaholic from workaholic to working with purpose. Now, the next category I talked about was someone who's in crisis mode. And then I talked about people who are overwhelmed. And while they are different, and I talked about that distinction earlier, the way you handle them is very similar, so I'm going to lump them together for the power-up solution, okay, or brainstorming. And one of the things that they can do is to start setting up systems or structures for themselves. And if you can't do it for yourself, ask for help. Ask for someone who's exceptionally good at doing a system or a structure. So a professional organizer maybe to come to your home, for instance, or an accountant to set up your files so that you can maintain them. You know, someone who's going to set up a system or structure. Now, if you can, again, step into this slowly, because if you jump in with both feet, you're likely to throw yourself into crisis overwhelm, right? You're likely to get panicked. So go slowly, you know, just go slowly. And as you're moving through this change, come up with a ritual that will help ground you. Taking a bath, meditating, reading, journaling, something that will ground you in your purpose. The other thing, again, you're going to want to make sure, like the workaholic busy bees, you're going to want to see if what you're actually working on, what is sucking your energy in crisis and overwhelm, is it actually things that are taking you away from your purpose or helping you work toward your purpose? And do what you can to eliminate those things that are working counter purpose. Sound makes sense? Good. And another idea for this is to get an accountability partner. Get someone that you check in with every day, every week, whatever works for you, who checks in with you and says, you know, how is that new system working for you? Maybe you're getting up a half hour earlier. How's that working for you? And bounce ideas off them. Because if a half hour earlier isn't working for you, maybe you need to get up 40 minutes earlier, or maybe you need to sleep in 10 minutes later, you know, have some flexibility there. And having another set of eyes holding you accountable to working with the system and also having flexibility with the system. So those are for my crisis overwhelm people. Oh my goodness, I'm almost out of time. Holy cow, I better get moving. Red alert. Stop feeding the beast. Just stop feeding it. You might need to disconnect from your news sources, your internet, your radio sources, whatever is feeding you the fears and the concern and worry, you're going to want to disconnect from it. Stop feeding the beast. Focus on your intention and your purpose instead of what is causing you stress and worry, because your intention, your purpose is larger than any fear that's out there. Any fear, any worry, any anxiety out there, I guarantee you, your purpose is bigger than that. And, you know, this sounds a little cheesy, but let go and let God. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever your higher power is, have faith. Have faith that everything is going to be okay. You can get through anything. Everything's going to be okay. If you're a fixer-upper, someone who surrounds yourself with people who are in crisis, then you're their savior. Just say no. Start setting some boundaries. Focus on your purpose instead of other people's purpose. Set up those boundaries so that you have the personal space for you, the time and space to start directing your energy toward you. Say no to the others. Not in a cruel way, not in a bad way, but in a way that gives you some time and space. How about you adrenaline junkies? Now, as we talked about earlier, there's a great side to being an adrenaline junkie, right? You can be really awesome. Adventurer, explorer, extreme sports person. It can help you actually blow off some steam. That's great if it's not used to your detriment. So assess. You just have to assess. Are you bringing adrenaline into your relationships where you're causing drama? Find an appropriate outlet to get your adrenaline that is not counter to your purpose. Just double check that where you're getting your adrenaline is working toward your purpose and not against it. If you're someone who checks out or hides out, these are, again, somewhat similar, so there's going to be some overlap. If you're someone who checks out, make sure you get your priorities done first before you check out. I'm not saying don't check out completely, because a little of that's okay, right? There needs to be a balance, quote unquote. I don't like that word, but there needs to be a little time to make sure you're getting your priorities done. And that includes doing work that serves your purpose. And then you can use your checking out activities as a reward. Just make sure you have limits on it. Again, that you're not staying up all night. You know, I have a guy I know who waits till his family is in bed to start gaming. So he's with his family all evening, and then he starts gaming for a couple hours before he turns in. And it seems to work really well for them, so that's great. Also, if you're checked out, a person who checks out, allow yourself time to have those feelings. If you are feeling panicked, don't check out right away. Give yourself time to process that feeling. And of course, if you have an addiction, seek professional help, please. And then if you're someone who hides out, again, take those small steps, small risks. Get out there just a little bit more at a time and acknowledge yourself for it. Get someone to support you through that. Through coming out of hiding and working more toward your purpose, get someone who's going to help you with that. Not push too hard. We're talking small sets, small steps. And again, as I mentioned earlier, make sure you have a grounding activity. You know, if you've done something that feels a little out of your comfort zone, make sure that you can come home and take that bath or meditate or read or whatever it is that helps bring you back to center. Okay, so you're going from being checked out and hiding out to being grounded in purpose. You're going from adrenaline junkie to having an on-purpose outlet. You're going from a fixer-upper to creating purposeful space. Going from red alert to focus on purposeful faith. And from crisis and overwhelm to being centered on purpose or energized with purpose. And a workaholic to working with purpose. See, it's all about that choice point. It's all about realizing when you're slipping into panic mode and bringing yourself into peace. And doing that by using those skills that the panic mode has given you, or that you express your panic mode, your adrenaline, using those skills and those energies and putting them toward your purpose, with making sure that you have some time for peace blocked out in your life. Very important to make sure that you have some peaceful times blocked out in your life. So that's how you do it. That's how you go from a power suck to a power up. This is how you're going to shift your power, empower yourself so that you can live a life that's more on purpose. Again, in future shows, we're going to talk about the other three life themes. So stay tuned for those. Check in with me. You know where to find me. You can always find me on Facebook, JJ the Life Coach, my website, jjthelifecoach.com, and all resources can be found at stresslessradio.com. So thanks again for listening. Thanks for making Stress Less Radio a part of your week. I hope it brings you some joy, some peace, some love, some connection. I hope you get some great tips out of it. And again, tune in upcoming weeks, because we are going to be tackling those other three life themes so that you can learn how to go from power suck to power up, so that you can start living a life that is more on purpose. This is part of the life purpose breakthrough, and that's what I want for all my listeners out there. Listen in, find out your life theme. And of course, if you want to know for sure, you can always get a life purpose blueprint. But if you're not ready for that right now, I encourage you to work with one of these themes. So that's all I have time for today. It's been great talking to you, and we'll talk to you next week here on Stress Less Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living.